The most likely route for weapons headed for Hezbollah is across Lebanon's land border with Syria. Israel hopes that UN forces and the Lebanese army will stop the shipments, but villagers who live near that border say they're more interested in getting help rebuilding after Israel's military campaign. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, two incidents in particular are generating anger: the bombing of a dairy plant and the killing of 34 migrant farm workers from Syria.
Driving along the roads north of Baalbek in Lebanon's northeast corner, it's easy to see why Israeli military officials are worried about weapons coming across from Syria. It looks like classic smuggler's terrain, forbidding mountains sprinkled with passes that for years have been used to move hashish and other contraband. But villagers here aren't focusing on smuggling. They're much more interested in getting compensation for what they call atrocities committed by Israel during the war. This video was shot near the village of Ka on the 4th of August. It shows the aftermath of what villagers say was an Israeli missile attack on farm workers sitting down for a lunch break after a morning spent picking fruit. The video shows a demolished cement building, clothes and belongings scattered everywhere. Several bodies have been arranged in a row, some wrapped in blankets. Women and children are among the victims, and at least one of the blankets is filled with body parts. Crates of golden plums that had apparently been picked that morning lie scattered in the field. A month later, the plums are still there, black and desiccated, as village leader Saad Atom shows a reporter around the site of the attack. The farm workers were living in makeshift quarters in what used to be a water storage facility. He grimaces as he recalls that they were still finding bodies 3 days later. He said bitterly that it was a dramatic display of the power of Israel's American-made warplanes and missiles, but there were no military targets here.
What's the reason for this awful massacre to happen 230 kilometers from the border when no rockets were launched from here? And there's no reason for such a criminal act to take place.
Back in his office, Tom explains that Ka is a Christian village with strong ties to the Lebanese army and absolutely no Hezbollah connection. But what about weapons being smuggled into Hezbollah, he's asked. Is it possible those Syrian migrant workers were somehow aiding the Shiite militia? Tom makes a dismissive gesture.
Let's talk about smuggling first. As far as smuggling is concerned, all the smuggling routes are closed by the Syrians. However, let's say there is smuggling. Here, in particular, this side of the border, the army is present. There never has been at all any smuggling of arms along here.
Lebanese army encampments and control points are indeed visible at the base of some of the mountain passes, and there are army checkpoints along the main road. But analysts say the army presence hasn't stopped Iran and Syria from resupplying Hezbollah in the past. And with Lebanon refusing to allow the deployment of international forces here, it's impossible to be sure that the arms smuggling has stopped. A few miles south of Baalbek, cleanup has begun in one of the major industrial casualties of the war. Liban Ley, the country's largest supplier of dairy products, had its factory destroyed on July 17th by two Israeli missiles. The Banlay employee, Fatima Rossum, gives a brief tour of the wrecked plant.
Here we had a control room, since we have a fully automated process, you know, temperature, pressure, cleaning, CIP, everything. It was full in computers and so nothing is here.
Rossum says she has no idea why a dairy plant so far from South Lebanon would be targeted, unless there was a non-military reason.
One thing that we had a contract with the UNIFIL. Every week we had to send them fresh milk, yogurt.
Reached in his office in Beirut, Libanlay marketing manager Mark Waked confirms that since 2001, the company had the contract to supply the UN peacekeeping forces with milk. And the new contract stands to be far more lucrative, with the UN force growing to as many as 15,000 troops. Waked also says that before 2001, the UN used to get its milk and dairy products from an Israeli company. Now, with an estimated $20 million in damage to his plant, Waked said, quote, "It's obvious it was an act of pure sabotage." NPR asked the Israeli Defense Forces about both airstrikes on the farm workers in Ka and the dairy plant. The IDF said it was looking into the incidents. In general, Israel says its targets were selected for military reasons, to defend Israeli citizens against the mortars and rockets of Hezbollah. But many villagers in northeast Lebanon find that hard to believe. They're still digging out and waiting for their government, or someone, to help out. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.